before an investigation took place. A second of an investigation took place. A second of probing was exercised. Listen to the kind of stuff coming out of the mouth of the Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. Take it away, people.
Did the 37-year-old who had a license to carry, did he brandish a gun? And at what point did law enforcement retrieve the gun and also the magazines from him? Can you offer clarity on
this individual showed up to impede a law enforcement operation and assaulted our officers? They responded according to their training and took action to defend the officer's life and those of the public around him. And I don't know of any peaceful protester that shows up with a gun and ammunition rather than a sign. This is a violent riot when you have someone showing up with weapons and are using them to assault law enforcement officers.
So in other words, just spit in our face and tell us it's raining. In other words, don't believe your lying eyes. Believe us. Because when we saw Alex Pretty on the ground, face down, on his stomach, yes, he did have a weapon. Yes, his weapon was licensed. And he had the right to carry. That is true. But in the same breath, with all of that being said, ladies and gentlemen, there were four officers on top of him. Four officers. So if you got four officers on top of the man, trying to cuff him or whatever the case may be, how come you couldn't contain him?